Hey guys, you know, I'm not sure about you, but I have definitely refocused my time on my writing, and it's not been through a lot. I've tried so many different things, but I never went back to the thing that I can do well, which is write. And I've never seen, I guess, the path for me to make a living out of it, and that was the wrong way for me to look at things, right? I should have continued to write and just write and join, you know, other people and their endeavors who are other poets and writers, and, you know, figure out from there what can be done. But I'm telling you, man, like now, I really am just killing it every day, just writing. Not the fact that my poems are good. The fact that I'm just being consistent in writing, and I'm seeing every poem get better and better and different, and I'm definitely immersing myself, you know, whether on Instagram with nothing but other poets and reading other poetry from other people, whether it's books or my Audible. And right now I'm reading one of Toni Morrison's books called Beloved, and then I am listening to, man, what am I listening to? Isn't that crazy? I just had a blank. Where is my... I'm listening to Elizabeth Acevedo's Clap When You Land. So I'm listening to that on Audible while I'm also reading The Beloved. And I listened to one of her other books before. And I actually did it on a road trip to Florida, so it was great, because I think it was like maybe like, a 6-hour audible, so it was perfect because it was a 6-hour trip for me. So as soon as I got there, I kind of finished it. And I'm doing that because I'd love to read, you know what I'm saying, but I also want to hear it. I actually want to hear it from a person's voice of their own. I'm going to be doing that, and you know, purchasing these Audibles plus the book, because I'm going to read it and plus I want to hear it. And this is me studying. This is me taking in lessons and from these women who are great poets. Fantastic masters of combining words and stories and delivering a fantastic piece of art. And, I want to join them in that endeavor. I want to join that group of people who are published authors and who are really defining and making the change that there is, you know, Latin poets. And we're here now. I'm Puerto Rican, whether you knew it or not. And, you know, this podcast has gone through, you know, talking to the average person, to the musicians and stuff. I'm going to get back into talking and moving into the art space even more, of talking to different poets and, you know, getting them on and listening to their story. Like, man, my story is I gave it up for 18 years. I stopped writing completely. You know what I'm saying? And why did I do that? Because I focused on a career that paid me at the time. And I just said, you know what, let me just stop this. This is not going to get me anywhere, to the point that I even threw out all my poetry books, which is insane. I should have never done that, but I did, so I lost a lot of stuff. And now it's 18 years later, and I'm falling back in love with the whole poetry and just writing. And I have many ideas for the books I'm going to write. I have one that I've been writing for 10 years that I just need to complete. I have a new book that I'm writing. It's definitely all poetry. It's not in the form of a story, but it definitely tells, each poem does tell a story based off what I experienced. So, I talk about things I've told my mom, or talked about, you know, things of my life, and it's in poem form, you know. So, it's a little different compared to Elizabeth Acevedo, who she tells her story in poem form, and it's actually like it's a book, you know, it has a storyline, and it's fantastic, and I don't feel I'm there yet. I think I can do it. I don't feel I'm seasoned enough right now. Maybe as I finish this book and I actually have a story that I want to tell, I'll go ahead and do it in that type of form, in that format. I think it's dope as hell. You know, just the fact that you can do this and people will respond to it in a powerful way. And then also I watched an Amazon, her name is Ruby. I'm going to my IG right now as I'm checking this to make sure I have these names right. I'm horrible with names. I gotta get better at that. Rupi Kaur, great Indian American poet, and her poetry is a lot about love and anxiety, and she just had a special on Amazon, which was fantastic to watch, and her attitude was amazing to me. I loved it. She's very confident, and I love the fact that she was that confident, and she was in her verse, you know. She was speaking her verse in her universe. It was amazing, and I just love that. And I wish other, you know, streaming channels like that continue to produce content like this, because it's needed. It's, you know, it's definitely needed. And you can find her on Amazon, and I think it's been maybe an hour long, and it was just fantastic. I'm actually going to plan to watch it again to really absorb, and I have a couple of her books coming my way, too, as I'm purchasing a lot of my poetry books now. So it's just really, really dope. And I'm just loving all of it right now. You know, so my goal is to continue writing. You know, if, like anything else, you know, you want to try to sustain yourself. So, you know, I'm working, and I'm doing my normal 9-to-5 and still writing. And if I can do both right now, and, you know, if I can publish my book, and let's say a couple of people buy it, and I'm able to sustain myself to publish the next one, then that's fantastic. And I would love to get to the point where I can get paid to write. Right now, I'm not there. And the goal is to get there. The goal is to make things happen, you know, but go after my craft and really become a master at it. I think that was my biggest mistake in life, was not choosing something and sticking with it. I'm a smart guy. I know many things. But a jack of all trades is a master of none. And I had this thing called writing, with poetry and storytelling. And I doubted myself when I was young. I think everyone does. And then I gave it up because of, I had to support my family at a young age. And I didn't see where I can monetized at that time. There wasn't social media at the time. The internet was very still very young, and I didn't have the creative fortitude to really see the vision of what can happen in the future. And now that technology has come forth and social media is so prevalent, and it allows you to touch people from around the world, I'm doing things different. And, you know, this is not about motivation for me, because motivation, you know, to me, it's very fickle. I've said that in the past before. I don't wait to write when I'm inspired. So I write every single day, at least 1 to 2 poems a day. And that's what I do every single day. And it just, whatever I want to say, I just allow it to flow out of me. I'm getting better at that. So that was a challenge for me in the past, and now it's not. I'm working on it, and I'm going to get better at it. And I'm really going to master my craft, and by doing such, I have to immerse myself and listen to other people, read other people's works, really admire the work, and also add my flavor to it, right? So these are things that must be done, that have to be done, you know, for me at least. And I encourage you to do things that you feel like you have to do, and really focus and become a master and a fan or whatever you're doing. So let's say you want to be an electrician, you need to know everything about electricity. and be a fan of Tesla. You know what I'm saying? Like just Nikola Tesla, the actual scientist. Like, you know, just be that nerd, that geek of that subject. And this is where I got to get better. I'm bad with names. Like I just told you earlier, I can remember the person's name, Rupi, even with Elizabeth Acevedo. Like, I need to make sure I know these people's names because I love their work, and out of respect, I want to make sure when I'm talking about my category or my love, that these people's names are rolling off my tongue, and I can explain to people exactly how impactful these women are on my poetry. And there's also another poet that I just finished her book, and her book is amazing. Her name is Elizabeth Velasquez from Bushwick, Brooklyn. I'm from Bed-Stuy, which is the neighboring city of Bushwick, and we kind of grew up in the same neighborhood. And her book is called When We Make It, and man, this book is phenomenal. It's so badass. It's freaking awesome. And she's another storyteller through verse, just like Elizabeth Acevedo. And I can't say more enough about it. You have to just get it. Get the book. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I picked her book up as a book that I read. I even did a little video of when it got delivered to me in Amazon, me receiving it. And I did that out of respect to her and saying, like, I'm so happy for her. Don't know her. I don't know who she is. But this was, you know, for me to encounter her when she's actually releasing her book was an amazing thing to watch that happen. And watching her as she tours America on a book tour, which is like, man, that'd be my ultimate goal, to see my book on a shelf and then doing a tour, you know, and not taking nothing for granted and just enjoying life. So that's it. I think you guys, you know, whatever you want to do, you can do it. But you have to spend time on it. You have to get yourself seasoned. I don't have any regrets. You know, yeah, it's fucked up. I gave it up for 18 years. But I picked it back up. And now the fact that I'm going hardcore with it. This is it. I've been writing for way too long. And now it's time to just really focus on myself. And I'm even considering taking some more creative writing courses and classes to get better at my craft, you know. You know, these are things that I really want to do and have fun with and look at different structures and different ideas how to come at things. And the more I write, the more ideas come of how to write things differently. And that's like anything. Once you immerse yourself into something, you know, you can really broaden how you achieve certain things within it. And you find new things. You know, you still have your traditional, this is how things are done, but then you also got to push the envelope and change things. So I totally encourage you guys to just do whatever it is that you want to do. Focus in it hardcore, and you will see that you can make a living out of it. It's not about being rich. Just making a living out of it and having a blast for life. Like, I even recustomized my whole iPhone. You know, my son showed me how to do it. And now it's very artsy, and it's really, you know, a reflection of how I feel inside now. And, you know, I'm even looking at art. I bought a new book on Basquiat, a new book coming from Warhol, you know, and really now studying this art as a whole and loving it completely and nerding the fuck out on shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that. And you need to be okay with whatever the fuck you're nerding out on as well. So make it happen for yourself. You know, have a blast with life. We only have one life. And become what you want to become. And fuck everybody else and fuck everything else that gets in your way. Just blow right past that shit. I just say that the rubble from the blast is going to not slow you down a little bit, but just go forward and get blast past that bullshit. And go attack very hard every single day with the fuck you love, and you'll be surprised what the fuck you come out with on the other side, man. I'm just falling in love with the process of writing this book. I didn't think I was going to have 70 poems yet, and I do. I don't even thought I was going to write maybe one of those smaller pamphlet kind of booklets, maybe with 20 poems, you know, maybe 15, 20 poems. And then as I continued to write, and I started remembering more and more about my childhood, I was like, oh my God, this happened, and can I write a poem about this? And I did. And I was like, oh shit, let me continue. And now I have 70, and I have more ideas coming up, so it's insane. And I'm loving it so much. So, I'm enjoying myself completely. Well, until next time, guys.